Lent seeks a change of heart that we may truly celebrate Easter. In preparation for this great feast, many celebrate this change of heart in the sacrament of penance. Confession to a priest is an essential part of the sacrament of penance. But what are we to do this year, when, because of coronavirus, church services are suspended and everyone is to stay at home? Pope Francis spoke about this situation recently and said that we should do what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says. The Catechism reminds us that the confessor is not the master of God's forgiveness, but its servant. Only God forgives sin, and God, who is the Father of tenderness, always waits for the return of the prodigal and always welcomes with a loving embrace. God's forgiveness is immediate. In our present uniquely difficult situation, when it is not possible to come to the church for confession, speak to God from your heart. Acknowledge truthfully what you have done or failed to do. And with all your heart, ask forgiveness with a sincere act of sorrow, confident that God always forgives the contrite. Later, when coronavirus has released its grip, we can return to the church and the veil of confession and celebrate the forgiveness that has been so freely given. What follows now is an act of penance. This act of penance is also on the parish website. Follow the link to the liturgy, then to reconciliation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, hear the prayers of those who call on you. Forgive the sins of those who confess to you. And in your merciful love, give us your pardon and your peace. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross and follow me. Anyone who wants to save his life will lose it, but anyone who loses his life for my sake will save it. What then will anyone gain by winning the whole world and forfeiting his life? Or what can anyone offer in exchange for his life?" The Gospel of the Lord. When we speak of taking up the cross, we often think of uniting everyday difficulties and problems with the sufferings of Jesus. Although this in itself is praiseworthy, there is another important aspect of taking up the cross. It is making the decision to follow the way of Jesus, to live as he taught. This involves willingly entering into the struggle against evil, in my personal life and in the world around me. This we do in many ways, but the most important and effective way is by celebrating the sacrament of penance. This Lent, because of coronavirus, we do it with a sincere act of sorrow in our hearts. It is here that we formally renounce our sinful ways and are renewed in the Spirit of Jesus. We take the way of the cross, as Jesus did, so as to share in his victory over sin and death. The Gospel of the Mass for Palm Sunday is St. Matthew's account of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. The reflection that now follows, this examination of conscience, is based on sentences taken from the Passion. Matthew Chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. The elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and made plans to arrest Jesus by some trick and have him put to death. Have I spoken falsely of another? Have I set out to destroy the character of another? Have I twisted the truth to suit myself? Matthew 26, verses 14 and 15. Then one of the 12, the man called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you prepared to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 silver pieces. Have I compromised myself for material gain? Have I neglected love for ambition? Have I allowed the circumstances of life make me bitter? Matthew 26, verse 36 and verse 40. Then Jesus came with them to a plot of land called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Stay here while I go over there to pray." He came back to find the disciples sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So you had not the strength to stay awake with me for 1 hour. Have I prayed frequently and fervently, or only when in difficulty? Have I persevered in prayer? Have I neglected to worship with God's people on a Sunday?" Matthew 26, verse 74 and 75. Peter started cursing and swearing, "I do not know the man." And at once the cock crowed. Peter remembered what Jesus had said, "Before the cock crows, you will have disowned me 3 times. Have I denied my faith in Jesus by my actions or by my silence? Have I neglected to defend the good name of another? Have I betrayed those who trust me most?" Matthew 27, verse 22, verse 24, and verse 26. Pilate said to them, "What am I to do with Jesus, who is called the Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." So Pilate took some water, washed his hands in front of the crowd, and said, "I am innocent of this man's blood." He handed him over to be crucified. Have I shirked responsibility for my actions? Have I been lazy or neglectful of my responsibilities? Have I turned a blind eye to that which is wrong? Matthew 27, verses 27 to verse 30. The soldiers took Jesus with them into the praetorium. They stripped him, twisted some thorns into a crown, made fun of him. They spat on him. Have I been violent in word or action? Have I made little of others, put others down, been cynical or sarcastic? Have I abused my own dignity or that of others? Matthew 27, verse 32. On the way out, they came across a man from Cyrene called Simon, and they enlisted him to carry his cross. Have I been indifferent to the sufferings of others? Have I lacked compassion for those who asked for my help? Have I been bitter or resentful because of the cross I must carry? We now make a general confession of sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and on what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And now, our act of sorrow. O my God, I thank you for loving me. I am sorry for all my sins, for not loving others and not loving you. Help me to live like Jesus and not sin again. Amen. We join now with our Blessed Mother Mary in praise of God's mercy. And the response, "The Lord has done marvels for me. Holy is his name." My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her nothingness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Lord has done marvels for me. Holy is his name. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. The Lord has done marvels for me. Holy is his name. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. The Lord has done marvels for me. Holy is his name. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. The Lord has done marvels for me. Holy is his name. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. The Lord has done marvels for me. Holy is his name. God and Father of us all, you have forgiven our sins and sent us your peace. Help us to forgive each other and to work together to build your peace in our society. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.